Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus edits the pod. No, you don't. You film it, don't you? And you're on it as
Lays
well.
Lays bases.
Builds bases. He does some stuff, but also obviously appears in front of camera as well.
Lots of half jobs.
Yeah. David Britt, that knows jack shit, he actually edits the podcast and responsible for putting it up on YouTube on time. And then Charlie is here who fact checks. You probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win.
Yep, and I'm starting us off with a story, and I've just realised we could have chosen a different story as well, because Mikus and I, our friendship's kind of struggling at the moment, but that's all right.
Screw you.
Is that still to do with that inside joke?
No. This is about building bases. Apparently, he only does half a job. Apparently, I told our Uber driver that on the way home the other night. And I said, Mikus sucks at editing.
Okay, wait. For context, just if you're a first-time listener, or probably at any time, you know, if you've ever listened, you still wouldn't know this joke. Mikus has this thing where like he'll edit videos, but he hates doing the job from start to finish. He just wants he wants the validation of us saying like, yeah, man, it's good to go.
Yeah.
So he'd never sort of like send it to us and go, oh yeah, no, this is ready. He always sends it to us and says, hey boys, I've just built a really strong base for this video.
If anyone wants to polish it off.
If anyone wants to polish it off, I've got a great base, it's cut down, but yeah, you guys just polish it. That's the context.
Yeah, and what a help it is.
Oh yeah, very helpful.
He also edits his own wedding videos. So I take it that eventually he does go from a base to something else. Yeah.
You'd think so.
Otherwise, sorry to all those people who Mikus has edited their wedding.
Why is there a black screen there for 30 seconds? Oh, I thought you could just chuck something in there.
Well, you got to polish off your own. It says another contract. If you're going to get married, you need to at least edit your video as well.
Wrong with you people.
But yeah, okay, so that happened. I told the Uber driver too much and now Mikus hates me. But earlier in the night,
he's got something to say.
Well, okay. I was going to say, no, the way you said it as well, you said to the Uber driver, oh yeah, Mikus here is our CBO, which is our chief base operator. And then he tried to explain
that's actually good.
Great, love it. Yeah. And then he goes, oh, the reason he does that is because he actually sucks at editing. He just does the base. And I've just looked, and I was like, we were both pretty drunk. And I just looked at him. There was a genuine tear in my eye. And I was like, you're drunk, so you're telling the truth right now.
Oh, no.
And so, Lee, I sent you 3 messages. I looked at them the next morning and I went, oh, that's so bad. So I've unsent them.
Yeah, because
I never got to read them. I know. It was all about that. And I was like, oh, it just sounds a bit lame. So I'll just unsend that. And then you asked what it was. And I was like, no, not important.
Yeah, actually, I needed to push harder. What were they?
Must or dust, unsending a message.
Nah, dust as. Yeah, I hate it so much because I was like, what have I missed?
Exactly.
Yeah. So now, it's a must. Now you hate him, I hate you. Yeah.
and I hate you all.
Mitch's fiance Eloise is here listening to that.
Yeah, and she hates us as well.
She hates everyone.
And then we've got back to the house. It's like 1 a.m. and apparently Scott, I don't remember this at all. And apparently Skin and I are having a full D&M outside the room and Wheez is just awake listening to the whole conversation.
I'm trying to recover our friendship after I've just insulted him to this Uber driver.
What is with you and insulting people when you're drunk?
I don't know. I need to stop drinking.
Stop insulting people. Yeah.
Stop yelling at people. Keep drinking, obviously.
They're not mutually exclusive. You have to do one and the other together. If I had better social skills,
it'd probably be fine. But anyways, so because I haven't like woken Eloise up, stumbling into their house, had this massive deep and meaningful, and she's like run downstairs to try and film us. But not ideal. Anyways, I think we've probably run out of time for the actual story.
I think that was a pretty good story. Pretty happy with that.
Stay tuned for next week.
Stay tuned for the rest of Migas and Skin's friendship. Yeah. How it progresses.
Will or will they not be together next week?
It started so well. Chief Base Officer has real potential.
CBA. Tattoo.
What are the odds? You don't have to get
it. Genuinely one in two.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's the problem. 3, 2, 1.
Two.
One.
Oh. No!
This is actually you guys aren't on the same way.
This is why our friendship doesn't work.
It's actually what always happens. Migas always gives us 1 and 2 odds and he never loses. And then me and Skin have done 1 in 15, 1 in 100, lost.
Because you obviously pick the obvious number. Yeah, you're idiots.
Idiots. Well, let's get on to joke of the week. So many jokes sent in for us on the chalk line, which we do love. We listen to them all, pretty much. Until we find one we like and then we stop listening. But we found one that we like and it's from Mike. And this is how it goes.
Hi guys, Mike here.
Whoa.
I got into a hailstorm yesterday in Italy and now my car is al dente.
I love what Cody's face in this because when he goes like that, he's actually happy. That's the equivalent of a standing ovation for Cody. Joke of the week.
That's good. Happy. Yeah. Well done, Mike.
That is well done. I'm nervous about the written one. We've also had plenty of written ones sent in, so thank you very much for that. And I worked through all of them. This one comes from Jack. A little bit of context. Canadian joke here because we have a chain of grocery stores called Safeway.
Yeah. Well, so does Victoria.
Does it?
Yeah. Woolies in Victoria, Safeway.
Okay.
I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. 100%.
Pretty sure I went to Victoria recently and there was a Woolies, not a Safeway.
Yeah, I think it changed back over, but 100%. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Either way, they're wonderful people.
Fine.
Yeah, great.
You know where I feel really safe shopping? Keep going. Right, you
go. Woolworths.
Yeah. Coles.
Okay, the joke. How do you fit an elephant in a Safeway bag? Take the S out of safe and the F out of way.
Take the S out of safe and the what?
And the F out of way.
I'm so confused.
Oh, mate.
Come on. Need to write this
down. What's your immediate response to that? Take the F out of way.
No. The F out of way is... Oh, there is no
F and way. There is no F and way. There's no F and way. That is good. That is good. Maybe not for the podcast medium, but...
That is good.
As we always like to say on this podcast, in fact, rule 14 in podcasting, make every joke take 3.5 minutes to get. Which is perfect. And that is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer, joke of the week, that is, and probably went for slightly longer than usual this time, but I'm fine with that. Well done. Keep sending them in. That's at www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. You don't even have to type the www if you don't want. It's up to you. See how we're just getting more succinct at wrapping that up?
But then you've added more time.
It would be so much more succinct if you just stopped explaining that www thing.
You just make fucking everything take so long.
It's a really common theme in this episode coming up. What a Ford cell. Oh, dear. Now, Skin.
Yes.
You, Mikas, and I went for dinner last week. We invited Goaty. He declined.
Not obviously.
Okay. And, another friendship that's on the rocks. Yeah.
That's right.
It's really funny. Like, these guys give me, like, I've got two kids and, like, a family and all that stuff. They give me, like, 45 minutes. No, so, hey, do you want to come down to, like, Currumbin for, like, dinner? Not really.
I felt really bad last Friday when we were like, hey, Goaty, any interest in being in Melbourne next Sunday?
Yeah, let me just check the kids are doing.
Yeah. No, still their dad. It's Father's Day and I'm coaching a cricket side. So, yeah, I'll see you guys there.
Anyway, he didn't come. That's a summary. to dinner, that is. And he...
All right.
We were having a chat. Somehow we got onto first jobs and like the fact that because we were eating curry for dinner, Skin, your first job was in a curry factory.
And that would be an like Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah. You panicked, didn't you?
I was thinking of ways to describe it.
Curry factory. It's an Indian restaurant with a kitchen and a chef.
They're genuinely synonyms.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that was my first job. I guess the funny thing about my first job, which I often forget, I don't know how this happened, but for the first 2 months I was there, I just didn't get paid money. I got paid at the end of every shift while I was trading. I got paid in curry.
That's unbelievable.
That's really good.
They gave me a free dinner on my way out.
That's
$25.
The great news is actually Lethal and I went in there one day and like he's like, don't worry about this, boys. Just pop it on my bill.
So much better when you don't expect them to get
it. Yeah, no, I was not expecting
it. It's like, yeah, because normally we just do it. Any segment about Indian food, we never do that sort of stuff. Yeah. So you just can't expect it. So,
yep, exactly. Caught me off
but
guard.
Yeah, seriously, that is weird. But yeah, it was very weird.
Not legal.
The whole payment is illegal.
That's 100% not legal. Yeah. Actually, great people though.
Oh, wait, we haven't named that place, have we?
Probably shouldn't.
Oh, don't. Yeah. No.
They actually were lovely people.
That's what I say about everyone that doesn't pay me.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It's like I went to school with the daughter and the parents were so
okay,
nice.
Now you're giving too much detail.
They probably listened to the podcast.
Rewind. They were lovely people, but I just don't get how that flew under the radar. I would have thought like our mum would blow up. That's the type of thing she would blow up about. And somehow it just went on for 2 months and everyone was like, this is normal.
She was getting free curry.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
She's making money. She's happy as Larry.
That was your rent. My first was at Dollars and Cents, which was like a
discount store.
That wasn't overly exciting. But the story that I remember from my first week of work is that I thought in the fridge was just like communal.
You did not. You're a liar. You just like stealing people's lunch.
No, why would you like stealing? Well, I went through a phase of my life where that was a bit of an addiction, but not true. No, I genuinely thought it was communal food. That just like they were wonderful people and they were happy to like feed us snacks because we were working so hard out there. Turns out that I just ate like the old lady's donuts.
You're the worst person I've ever met.
They had like a full staff meeting to go like, hey guys, there's been some people stealing other people's food. And I was like, oh.
Did you put your hand up?
Nope.
No, I never thought so.
I only eat the food that's meant for everyone.
No, I only eat the communal food. I just ate the stuff in the fridge.
I bet you do.
Yeah, well, my first job was at the newsagents when I was 14.
This is good.
And it was my second shift. And someone bought something and I've given them $50 change and, you know, all good. About half an hour later, the manager or the boss calls me into the back room and she goes, hey, just letting you know, you gave someone the wrong change. And I was like, I don't think that's true. She's like, well, it's on camera right here. Like it's an over, like a camera angle, like straight
down.
Into
the register.
Yeah. I've given them $50. They weren't meant to get any change. And she's like, yeah, probably just don't come back. And I was like, yeah, it's probably fair.
That'll be $20. Thanks. Here's $20. Okay, and here's $50 back.
They paid with card. No, I don't remember that. I don't know. I would probably still do the same mistake now.
I was talking to Lloyd Pope yesterday as well, who plays cricket for South Australia, and I came up and played for Redlands in this KFC T20 Max League that we're playing in at the moment. And I said, like, Skin's got a funny story about his first job. What was your first job, Popey? Like, thinking that it would open up a really cool conversation. And he was like, professional cricket.
So not now.
Got contracted at 17. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah,
fair. Yeah, nice.
No more questions. But luckily, we did get some good ones for the Chalkies, didn't we, Skin?
Yep, exactly. We put it up on our Instagram story last night and, yeah, got a few belters sent in. I've broken them up into a few different sort of categories. So following on from me getting paid in curry for 2 months, I just wanted to ask, which of these currencies would you prefer to be paid in?
Oh, this is good.
Did you say currencies?
Currencies, yeah. Mm. No.
Currencies.
Lobiak. I got paid in sausages by the hour. 1 hour equals 2 sausages. 8 hour shift, dinner and brekkie.
Where was he working?
Bunnings? I don't
know. Surely a butcher. A butcher?
Maybe.
Mickers?
I don't know.
Mark. Yeah, probably a butcher.
Mark. Tiger champ. collecting old clothes from people and was paid with 300 mil chocolate milk cartons for 8 hours work.
I thought you were going to say, was paid 300 mil. I would have probably taken that one.
Pacey, I worked as an intern for a sports organization and got paid in Costco pizza.
Is Costco pizza, that's shit, isn't it? Is that like frozen pizza?
Couldn't tell you.
Great people, though.
The pizza.
It's probably very large.
What about the pizza?
Got him.
So out of those three?
No, one more. Oh, okay. My name's Harry, fishmonger, paid in hot chips.
I'm taking hot chips.
Yeah, I'm taking hot chips.
Pizza.
Yeah, I'm taking hot chips.
Pizza.
Actually, I'll take the meat.
Okay. How have Costco you turned pizza, down though? Chalky milk? Oh, no, you're an iced coffee. Yeah, sorry.
It's like you don't know me at all.
Yeah, no, apologies.
This friendship.
Another friendship on the rocks.
Yeah. You're just knifing people in the back of the moment. Skin, unbelievable.
Yeah, great. there was another sort of pretty dusty pay situation, which is probably why Goaty's not in charge of our payroll over here, but Ambi 74, I had to wait to be paid until my boss won some money on the horses.
That is the dream. Responsibly, obviously. The responsible dream.
As a boss, imagine telling your employee that.
How do they tell them that?
Yeah, it depends if I get up at the race this weekend.
We'll see.
This boss sounds like a great bloke. It might fit well at our podcast. Worked at a pizza store for a year. One weekend, the manager wanted to run a tuna pizza special. He thought he was a comedy genius because he called it Two and a Half Men.
He is a comedy genius.
Absolutely. Genius.
Very well done.
Very good.
And then quick little pre-plug for a segment coming up later. I think for the game we're going to play Fictionary. So does anyone know, before I read this one out, what is a blind mullet? It's in the Urban Dictionary.
Blind mullet. Mm. Is it where your mullet's on the front so you can't see?
No, it's a frullet.
Oh, damn it.
Nah.
Is it a blind fish?
You would think.
That's not.
Nope.
No, what's a blind mullet?
Apparently it's untreated fecal matter floating in a river. So opinionated Craig says he was a plumber's assistant on a blocked sewer for an apartment block. Blind mullet everywhere.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, luckily that's not the last one.
That would have been tough to come back from.
Yeah, it's all good, guys. Don't
you left us in deep shit there, Skin.
What do you got next in the pipeline, Skin?
Okay, yeah, well, just staying on that theme for a moment. Okay, nice.
Yeah, I've obviously got one. Yeah.
Well, I've actually got one if I could just read that. Yeah. The next
Migas,
one.
Stop interrupting. Yeah.
BMX Blackford, working for my parents' mobile toilet company. Literally the shittest job.
Yeah, good.
Yep. Yeah, I like that.
Nice. That's good.
Mikkel Broden, sorted raisins on a conveyor belt.
Oh,
that sounds like a tough gig.
That sounds, yeah, especially in this current climate.
It's like what I used to say to
You too. You're so busy thinking of your own pun, you just ignore it.
I still didn't really hear what you said.
Broke rule number three of podcasting. Laugh at every joke.
I'm too busy going with mine.
It was probably the same joke.
Mine was going to be a pickup line. So what I used to say to girls, like, yeah, do you like raisins? Yeah, how about a date?
Nice.
No, never worked.
No, that's weird.
Wallace Cambino, my first job was at Suvlaki Hut. I returned from holiday ready for my next shift, but the doors were closed and the lights were turned off. Turns out they went into liquidation while I was on holiday and no one told me.
How long was his holiday?
I don't know. It's probably worth mentioning.
Overnight.
Yeah. Lucy Partridge, first job, putting
labels. Is she
labels.
In a picture?
Yeah, go. I was going to say the exact same thing. See, we do listen to
nice.
Each other.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. Putting labels on vibrators and nasal inhalers. You really don't want to get them mixed up, she says.
Oh.
Yep.
It's a strange visual I just had.
Yeah. For both.
And it gets worse.
Oh, good.
Kyle's first job, bleaching buttholes for porn stars.
No.
At 18.
How? That can't possibly be a real thing.
First job. It can't be your first job.
How do you walk into that with no experience? Well, yeah. What the hell did he put on his resume?
Guys, I got an OP9 here. Bugger uni off.
Can't possibly be true.
No, I don't know. I'm just reading them out. Okay, and there are two more to wrap us up. And I mean, I'm not a business consultant, but I just don't understand these. Like something is strange is happening. Mr. Mortimer, my dad's first job was at a bakery. He used to kill wasps by clapping them in his hands.
What, that was why, the job, or yeah, that's just what he used to do?
Why is that a position that the bakery's hiring for?
No, I think he's just a baker, and then he just threw in some extra info.
Oh, yeah, that's just your fear. He does that for bonuses.
And has his dad heard of like a fly swatter? Why would you?
Nah, I mean,
fly swatter wasp either though.
Mm.
But I'm not clapping it in my hand.
You're
not,
no.
Yeah, surely you're finding some other device.
I'll be spraying a newspaper.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Fair enough. And then Sapumar says, worst job was screen printing t-shirts in a garage during the summer next to an oven. Why does a screen printing business need an oven going? What?
I don't know. Food? They were cooking Costco pizza.
Just turn the oven off, mate.
Mika's was there.
Gosh, it's hot in here. Anyone know why?
Oh, shit, that oven again. It's like an oven in here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, if you've listened to the podcast for a long time, you would know, well, you would have heard from Kate McCarthy before. AFLW player was definitely the last time we talked to her, which was probably quite some time ago now. She was certainly ripping it up in that competition. She joins us again on the line now. It's kind of the phone, kind of also like more upgraded than the phone. We can actually see her and hear her. I think, Kate, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, audio is working. Nice. Don't touch any buttons, Jono.
he's been worst on ground thus far. So absolutely. To be honest.
Yeah. This is actually working far better than remember that time we tried to get you on a Zoom call?
Oh, mate. So I have to download like new software on my computer or something like that. It's absolute debacle.
I feel like you Queenslanders aren't as good at Zoom as we are in Victoria. We had a whole 2 years of it, so.
Yeah, that's right. A very good point. Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. You're quite right. Now, Kate, can you just start by updating obviously new listeners probably haven't heard from you before. Old listeners, they would have heard from you quite a long time ago. Since your sort of playing days, what have you now got yourself into down there in Victoria? Well, Melbourne, the heart of Victoria.
Yeah. Was playing AFLW, played from the first season all the way through to season 7. Was playing at Hawthorn last season and was sort of keen to go around again and then sort of the writing was on the wall. I was probably going to get delisted, let's be honest. So I quit before I got fired and retired.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. Yep. As soon as I finished that, I've done a lot of commentary. So I commentate for Triple M in the men's season and then do a bit for Channel 7 in the women's season. And then also sort of thought that flowed really nicely into coaching. So I guess commentary, you analyze the game, talk about what one team's doing well, why they're doing, which is why they're winning. Look at another team, how they can sort of, I guess, change up what they're doing and hopefully get back in the game. So I thought that's pretty similar to coaching and I really enjoyed sort of the last two clubs that I was at really helping some of the younger girls. So I thought, why not have a go at coaching? And it's also a really nice way to sort of stay around the game as well. So I'm coaching now. I'm doing the forward line assistant coaching at the Western Bulldogs. So with Nathan Burke and a few others. And I'm really loving that. And it's also a nice way to sort of stay relevant, I suppose. Keep my head in the game and stay around.
I like that. There's a little bit more pressure though, isn't there, coaching as opposed to commentating, Kate? Like when you're commentating, you can just say, oh, well, this is what that team's doing. And then when you're coaching, you seem to get sort of blamed for everything.
Yeah, that's very true. That's why I probably won't be ever a senior coach because they take all the blame, whereas I'm just suggesting things, and if they work, they work. If they don't, it's probably Berkey's fault anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right. I told you that was a bad idea. Yeah,
honestly, yeah. You guys need to listen to me, Mills. Seriously, come on.
Yeah, well, Kate, we were interested to get your thoughts on the sort of coaching side of things, because we discussed last week, Skin and I have been playing for the, I'm sure you've probably heard about performances and stuff.
It's been in the papers.
Yeah, you sent me the tapes to have a look.
I really wish if we had highlights, I would spend so much time cutting them up and sending them to Skin as well.
Make us later for our real jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. But we've been playing for Alex Hills, and Skin managed to win. We're not really sure. Actually, something we wanted to clarify with you at like a higher level, how is the voting for best on ground done? Because we're sort of like the best players for your team, because we're now convinced that it's a genuine lottery. And the reason we think that is because Skin got. What was it? I don't want to exaggerate. I want people to actually know the truth. There was 5 goals before halftime kicked on you.
Yep.
And then
he went on. I got taken off of him. Fair enough. Understandably, he went on to kick 7, and I got named best on ground. Not even in the best on ground, the best on
number
ground.
Number 1.
Was it for the other team?
I guess. Well, that's what we would ask. Is it like the Kedron coach maybe voted? Or
He was taking care of the votes.
Was this like coaches' votes or your team's?
Well, we don't know. We think it's coaches' votes, but we're not sure. Like if our coach was maybe not there. For the first half, like we don't know who usually does it. Do you? Are you involved in like voting for those player awards?
So at VFL level, we basically name a best, which is like your 5 top players, in no real particular order. You have to submit them. So I presume that's kind of what happens. Your name has been thrown up in the best, and someone just probably did the order wrong, and you got the top votes.
It's concerning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also,
I'm really not sure how you get 5 kicked on you, then get moved off the player and then get best on. But obviously.
Yeah. I've got 2 theories. Firstly, we've got a player coach, and I handballed it to him a few times throughout the second half, so maybe he was really pleased with that.
Yeah.
My second theory was obviously after I got moved off of old mate, I just had a much easier job and got a few more touches in the second half. So maybe whoever does do the votes just got there at halftime.
What a wonderful piece of coaching.
This guy is impactful.
From a coaching perspective, that is a genius move. This bloke's getting towed up at halftime, taking off. Oh, he's actually pretty good. I mean, we still lost by 8 goals. Yeah.
But also the giving the handball to the player coach, that's fantastic. That's like
absolutely.
You always make sure you give the ball back to the umpire, be very polite to them, wear bright boots so they know who you are for any sort of end of year voting. So that's well played by you. That's very clever.
That's actually genius. From a cricket perspective, when you didn't have to wear a helmet to wicket keep, I always wore a mouth guard. Mm-hmm. The only reason I wore a mouth guard is so that I would go to the umpire like every over and say, can you please hold this, mate? And we'd get a chance to talk about our days and how many kids he has and stuff. And
but hold on, why are you giving the umpire the mouth guard? That's a bit.
No, I put it in a case and said, can you hold this? And then when a spinner came on, I'd go, I need that. So we just got to interact the whole time. And then I always won the wicket keeping award.
Yeah, but also, you just do whatever you can in your life to make everyone else late, don't you? And slow. That's just what you do.
How have you drawn that conclusion?
Because how slow is that? Like, cricket's meant to be like free flowing, right? And you're like talking to the umpire and like handing him like a mouth guard and stuff. So just fucking run to the other end.
That wasn't even relevant. You've just jimmied that into conversation somehow.
It runs in place, ready to bowl, and he's still having a chat to the umpire.
Yeah,
the
so hurry up, mate, for God's sake.
Okay, then we were hoping to use your AFL expertise, given the fact that you're actually watching these games, as we know, commentating on them. Something happened last week that we sort of found quite humorous, but like probably it was quite sad for one particular club, but we were kind of looking at it like, how has this happened? Like, this is a proper debacle. And the thing I'm referencing is the AFL when it was Adelaide Crows, Ben Keyes has a kick, I think, to put them in front, like genuinely would have put them in front against Sydney. Kicked a snap from the pocket, started celebrating. He was at the crowd, like giving them the fist bumps and stuff.
It was to get him into finals.
As it turned out, it would have genuinely locked him in the 8. And he has started celebrating, and in the meantime, the Sydney fullback has just taken a kick out and started playing on because unbeknown to him, he has signaled that it hit the post and is behind. And we were just like, in this day and age of technology, the fact that we have the ARC system and goal reviews and stuff, how would you possibly not just go, actually, you know what, we might check it?
Yeah, well, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, geez, he must be sure. He must have seen it. It's absolutely smashed into the woodwork. It's absolutely no doubt about it. And then I saw a different angle and I was like, that has absolutely not touched the post. And by the time that they actually got the ball back in, or actually by the time Ben Keys had finished celebrating, Sydney actually had the ball halfway down the other end of the field. So I think the thing that would probably make it more frustrating for Adelaide is, first of all, Sydney have snuck into the eighth. They're the eighth team. So they would have definitely been eighth with that win, Adelaide Crows. Yep. The other thing is, coming up to finals, they said, okay, like, any decision that you are unsure about, you will review now. And over the weekend, there was about, I reckon, 30 score reviews for things that were just complete, like, absolute certainties. And Adelaide are probably sitting at home going, oh, okay, so now we're going to review everything, but we didn't review the one decision that cost us our season. Thanks so much, guys.
You're exactly right. There were literally like reviews last week where the guys like clearly kicked it. The nearest player to him was 19 metres away. Yeah. I just want to check if it wasn't touched off the boot.
Yeah. Oh, I actually hit that bloke in the crowd.
Play on. But yeah, the other thing that adds insult to injury is the Geelong Cats are on their Mad Monday at the moment. They always do Mad Monday very well, probably one of the best teams that do it. And I just had a look and they've actually dressed up as that scenario for Mad Monday. So you got Tom Hawkins is one goalpost. Another player is the other goalpost. Isaac Smith has gone as Ben Keys. He's got tape on the back of his jersey because he's obviously got a number 12 Crows jersey. Put tape over the one so he's Ben Keys number two. And they've got Billy Brownless in to stand as the goal umpire. And they've actually reenacted the entire scene. That's their Mad Monday outfit.
Oh, that hurts. So,
tell you what, it's a pretty easy job to have. Hey, can you just play the role of goalpost?
I want to see him in about 4 hours sitting there as a goalpost when he's not too well. Bit of a wobbly goalpost, I reckon.
If someone buy me a drink, I'm not allowed to move.
The other thing, though, like, I have a theory, though, with the Adelaide Crows. So, like, let's be honest, they're not that angry, are they? Like, I was expecting them to be a lot more irate, handle it a lot better than they – well, they handled it very well. Was expecting them to be a lot more angry than they were. I think they've probably just got a cheap flight. They've booked in early for Mad Monday or for their footy trip, and those flights were on sale that weekend, and it's all worked out for them, and they've been able to go on footy trip a week earlier and save themselves a fair bit of cash.
They're at Mikus' favourite place, Bali.
I think that's
all part of the plan.
That's actually a great theory, because we did have that discussion too, and I think, like, when we're playing, I mean, Mitch, Skin is very calm, whereas I'm typically more irate, but, like, if an AFL the AFL comes out and apologises to your club and says, oh, sorry, it would have acted. If they reviewed it, it would have been a goal. I would just be like fuming, like proper burn the organisation down top of immediate reaction. And they were just like, nah, sorry, everyone makes mistakes.
That's just our season. That's an entire season, 24 rounds that are just for nothing now. But that's all good, guys. We'll move on.
Oh, my gosh. It's so strange, isn't it? Because, we had – blow ups, like, I mean, and this is at our level of footy, which I must stress is not good.
I feel like that means a bigger blow up, though.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Lower the it means more. People are absolutely. Yeah,
people do love it.
Yes. Okay. In the meantime, while I'm like picking, I wouldn't say fights, but certainly battles with umpire, we're rarely just on the same page. I feel myself and the umpires, like, we just see things differently. It's sort of like writing in English. It's sort of up to interpretation. You've got a lot of creativity.
You get along a lot better with the cricket umpires than you do the AFL.
No, that's false as well. He's an absolute pest to them as well.
Anyway, so I'm sort of like I spend most of my time trying to tell them, like, just help them through their umpiring and stuff.
I'm sure they love it.
In the meantime. In the meantime, Skid has got an umpire last week come up to him and say, well, you should probably retell this story, but he came up to me and said, why is your brother not wearing number 27?
Yeah, well, that was pretty much what he said to me as well. I was like walking into the dressing room, and it was the first week of finals, so we haven't had this umpire all year. I don't think I've ever seen him before, and I'm just strolling into the change room, and he's like, are you playing in number 27? And I was like, it took me, because I'm obviously slow, it took me like 30 seconds to work out what was going on, and I was like, oh no, 62.
Ever the conversation was, aren't you?
So good in social settings.
Skid's trying to build rapport with the umpire through our podcast. He was just like a massive, that's why I was so annoyed, because he
loved the podcast and then would not give me a free kick ever.
Yeah, that's right. And was
he's
it?
Obviously got his favourites. He's worked out who he likes the most on the podcast.
Yeah, unfortunately, his favourite was too busy getting towed up in the forward line.
And was it him that, because you, at the end of that game, you were absolutely fuming over a free kick against you. Was that him that blew it?
Yeah, him.
So Lee's tackled this bloke and he's dropped the ball cold, and then Lee's been penalised for holding the man without the ball, which he was because he dropped the ball cold. So Lee was fuming about that. And then the photographer at our game got this photo of the two of us that just made Lee look even more guilty the next day. There's like, old man's dropped the ball cold. I've immediately picked it up and I'm running off. And Lee's meanwhile on the ground, like bear hugging this play. So everyone's just commenting, I think he might have gotten this one right.
You also should not say we have a photographer at the game. That makes it sound a lot like we're playing better than what we are. Yeah. It's someone's mum that likes taking photos.
Enjoys taking photos. She's good.
Don't worry, that happens today for W level 2. Yeah. Just a few people's mums there taking photos.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, Kate, what about you as a coach? Any blow-ups for you, do you reckon? How would you have taken that? Just put yourself in the position.
Yeah, look, I don't know how I would have handled that. That's I mean, a game like AFL, you'd probably expect them to get that right. It was, a huge, I don't know, like they train pretty much the whole year round. They have 6 weeks off and that's their entire livelihood. And to have a decision cost you the entire season, I would have been a lot more disappointed in that than they were. I don't know, maybe in-house they let it all out and had a good chat and chewed the fat, but I would have been irate. I would have been so angry and just, not handled as well as they did. But to their credit, they did a great job. They were very professional and acted in a way that I absolutely wouldn't have.
Do you think there would be, have you got the potential, would there be a McCarthy-like blow-up in, I know as a forward line coach, it's not really probably necessary, is it? But if you were a head coach, do you reckon you'd have the capacity to get out at three-quarter time and do one of those classic
Kevin Sheedy sort
Kevin
of,
Sheedy type and just spray everyone?
Oh, absolutely. And I wouldn't save that for the dressing shed either. Like some coaches are nice and composed and then in the dressing room they sort of let loose. But I'd make sure everyone saw it because if that turned around some form, then it's all over. Like that's a great spray.
Yes.
But I think the sprays, they're few and far between now in AFL football. We saw one a couple of weeks ago, Sam Mitchell,
almost
charged into some of his players, really puffed out the chest and like had a real go at them. And they were able to turn the form around. But yeah, there's not many sprays that happen in AFL football anymore. And I think they need to come back. I think they're great. They're a great visual. We get to really see that it's under the skin of the coaches. But there's not many that float around anymore. Maybe we'll see a few through the finals campaign now that it's, all on the line, sudden death.
Sheep stations.
Yeah, let's hope.
Or you can come and watch our footy. We get sprayed every quarter.
I'll come and just give you guys a spray.
That's fair
too. I'm not
too,
coaching. I'll just come down and listen to the huddle and then just spray all of you.
Yeah. Well, if it means I don't get 7 goals kicked on me the next week, that would be nice.
Yeah. I was going to say, you'd actually probably you'd struggle to get your full spray in the time allotted to halftime because we'd do that much wrong.
Oh, I thought you meant because you couldn't quite make it to the huddle. You'd be talking to other people and making everyone late again. So
too busy giving my mouth guard to the umpire.
Can you just hold this, sir?
Well, Kate, you've been fantastic to catch up with and we'll certainly be doing it a lot more frequently now. I mean, look at that setup. We've actually had your video going for the YouTube video here. If for anyone that's watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see Kate. She looks, you can tell that she's done commentary. That is professional.
That's a proper mic setup, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It's actually the first thing that you said was, we should get one of them.
Yeah. I've said that for the last 2.5 years.
Hopefully one day.
Yeah.
We'll save up.
Save it up.
Thank you so much, Kate.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
We've got a name storm.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Clap at the start of that.
Testing the acoustics.
But it was I thought he was going to try and when people used to start clapping along to songs, it was like Migos was going to do that, but it was so out of time.
I don't know why I did that.
Whatsoever. Anyway, we got a specific request that we need to act on straight away. It's time sensitive. Tennessee Zoo. Oh, speaking of pick up lambs, actually. Pick up lion skin.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you remember that one?
Are you from Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Anyway.
Goaty, finish it. Anyway. Yeah. So Tennessee Zoo has a spotless giraffe and they're holding a name contest. Problem is the name suggestions are very ... ellipsis. Okay. And they actually suck. I think it's a real missed opportunity. I don't know. They do suck.
They mean things. Like, yeah, I think,
but that's not funny.
Kopecky means unique or something like that.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's also what happens when a magpie goes over. Yeah.
Yeah. My chickens used to do that to me all the time. Give me a Kopecky.
Oh, crikey.
Actually, the first time I ever kissed Kathleen actually gave her a little Kopecky.
And segment's done.
Don't need to do this anymore.
Are there any others?
That's what I was going to say. What are the other names?
Jamella.
Shakiri.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's a real missed opportunity for a name storm. By the way, I don't work there, not even in the same continent, but maybe you could come up with a name so good they might go for it. Obviously, we can. Not sure who sent that in.
I'm not that confident this time.
No, this is a tough one.
This is a tough gig, the old giraffe.
But. Giraffe is really hard, obviously, unless you wanted to start with a famous TV show from Australia, Back to the Giraffers.
That's very good. Good. Yeah.
I went along the same theme and went Patrick Giraffer.
Oh, I had that too.
I had two and that was one of them.
Oh, no.
That hurts.
Do you want to do your other one?
Yeah, probably you do your other one. You go now.
Does it suck?
Yeah. No, clear a cell.
No spots.
Spot free.
Nice. Okay, I see what you've done there. Yeah, I went actually Kleenex as well.
Okay,
yeah. Because he leaves the place spotless.
Isn't Kleenex tissues?
Sure. It's got clean in it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. On that theme, I had plain in the neck.
That's good.
Good.
Wait, what'd you have? Plain in the neck.
Because it's got no spots.
Plain in the neck.
And giraffe's got a long neck.
They do have a long neck. That's one thing I can't argue with. That's a long neck.
Draft punk.
Nice.
I had that. Lovely.
Good.
Draft beer.
Ooh, I had that too. And I had daddy long neck. I said daddy long legs, mm-hmm. You know. Yeah. That sort of works.
Draft and the Furious. It's a long stretch,
I just had a simple like life draft.
Nice.
They carry them on boats and stuff. The Titanic needed more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If he goes out on the road, he might cause a traffic jam.
Are we forgetting that it was meant to have something to do with spots?
No. The only one we could think of for that was like spotless stadium. Yeah, spotless is more.
I've got a couple of tennis players to finish. I've got Steffi Giraffe.
Nice.
And Rafael Nadal.
That's really good.
I'm very happy with that.
More down the maths route. No, like nice. X and Y draft.
Oh, I was going to say, I had a horizontal, vertical, and pie draft.
Isn't it a pie chart?
Yeah, but I just had to find a way to hit a giraffe. It's such a pie graph.
If he escapes from the zoo, Jurassic Park.
Pretty good.
This is about best, but we're going okay.
I actually quite like it.
Yeah. And if he does 75 hard with Mickers before and giraffe photos.
Well, we want to stay up to date with the lingo of modern day society, and that is why we play a game called Fictionary.
So 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define.
Clap along because you know the rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Fictionary. Basically, I give you a word and put in an example sentence, and the person that's closest to the mark in terms of the exact definition from Urban Dictionary, they are awarded with the points. How do we normally decide? It's not a buzz in usually, this one. It's more just like everyone gets a turn at going first, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. All right. Let me start you with an easy one. Balked. I can't come over at the moment. My car is balked.
I'm going to say it's fucked.
Well done. Nice, Curtis. Okay.
I'm glad we all got a turn.
Great game. Yeah, really good.
That was good. To have totally fucked something up, usually by doing something stupid, specifically used to describe technology that is broken.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense. Goaty would use that all the time then. Mm-hmm. So.
This thing's fucked.
Booked.
Booked.
Yeah. Mm. All right, next one. Shexting. Robert was forced to use the shexting method.
It's your turn.
I know.
Do you want some cricket?
Assuming that you got the most obvious thing ever, I've got shexting.
I think I can.
Oh, we'll go, Mikas.
Yeah,
take it away.
I reckon texting while taking a dump.
Anyone else want to guess?
Wow. Oh. That's, yeah. Okay. I'll have my guess, but that's better. I was going to say sexting while in the shower.
Oh, nice. Sexting in the shower. No, I reckon Mikas is bang on, I reckon.
He is indeed. Yes, it is texting your friends, loved ones, or even your annoying co-workers whilst taking a dump on the porcelain throne.
Mm-hmm.
Shitting plus texting equals shexting.
I like that. Okay. That's good.
You can weave that in. That's nice. All right, here's one you should get, Mikas.
Okay.
Clutch oven. Mike was taking us to Jake's party and he farted, giving us a clutch oven.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's a fart in the car and you lock the windows. So they can't put the windows down.
Yeah, pretty hard.
It's like a Dutchie.
With. Yeah, I was familiar with the old Dutch oven. Yeah. But,
to fart in a car full of people, crank the heat for maximum effectiveness.
Oh, no.
I don't mind that too, to be honest. That's good.
Why did you have to add that detail?
I'm just reading what it says on Urban Dictionary. Chipmunking. I'm chipmunking all the lectures tonight is the example.
Oh,
sentence.
Watching them on like double speed.
Wow, well done.
Wow.
You know my dad, Steve Godey, side note, he listens to every podcast on either 1.25 or 1.5 speed, every podcast.
Our sister Bryony does that too.
Yeah, that is cool.
But like, so when you hop in the car with him, like if we like go to the dump or something like that, so what's happening? What are you listening to?
Yeah. I do it with some podcasts where they're like informational and sort of get through stuff slowly, but I've tried to do it with ours and it's...
Yeah. I actually do.
We just keep talking over
0.75.
Yeah, literally.
The art of watching numerous recorded university lectures at 2x speed in a futile attempt to cover an entire semester's material the day before the final exam.
Yeah, nice.
That was a long sentence. Mm. That's chipmunking.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, it's not great, but score check. Mikas is on 2, Goaty 1, Skin 1. So this round could lock it all up with 0 tiebreaker again, as per usual.
That is the dream. That's what we're after.
Oh, what? Yeah. Here we go. It's a clam jam.
Mm.
Any thoughts? You can get in early if you like. Otherwise, Tina thought she had this guy at a party. That's all I'm going to give you because I feel like that's enough.
Okay.
Go, Goaty. You should actually get it.
Okay, so he's pulled another bird, essentially. He's got a couple on the go.
I'm going to...
Yeah.
I feel like it's like cock blocking, but fair. Come on!
Do you study Urban Dictionary? That is freakish.
He does that in between laying
Tina
bases.
Tina thought she had this guy at a party, but her friend completely clam jammed her by mentioning... What about this? By mentioning she was pregnant in front of him.
What a bitch, Tina.
What a terrible thing to do.
What a terrible phrase.
The female equivalent to the cock block. I can't imagine I'm going to use that very much.
No.
Yeah,
no. Glad I mean,
never say never.
But...
score check. Mikas, you've dominated there. That's 3 to you. 1 to Skin, 1 to Goaty.
That could genuinely be the first game I've ever won.
That. Is that your first win?
No, we win Taboo most of the time.
Yeah, but like...
That's a team game, I guess.
Usually you win and I'm just holding on.
And obviously we're not allowed to talk about that.
Okay,
it's Taboo.
Yeah.
No, you're good. Excellent. No. Very good. You're in for an X.
we don't know. How's that renaming out?
We don't know what we're going to call
it's
it. Anyway.
Not made any progress.
Yeah, anyway, this got sent to me.
Am I going no sound effect or a sound effect?
Just the whistle thing. That'll do.
That's a bird, I think.
Yeah. Nice. This one got sent to me by...
What's the sound effect going
to
be?
I don't know. This got sent to me by...
A full jingle. That's right. Sorry.
The full jingle's going to be... Just, mate, hold what you're doing. Yeah. The full jingle's going to be, this is a shout out to my ex, but we'll reword it.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Yeah.
It needs layering.
Obviously layering. Migas will be in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Crikey.
Good. This was sent to me by a person at the table, not going to name who, tweet by Peter, as in the animal.
Yeah,
P-E-T-A. Next time you're thinking of eating chicken, remember that they had a family just like you. And then someone, he's nameless. This is why I order a family bucket at KFC. Mm. No one is left behind.
Yeah, that's good of you to send that through, Skin.
Shut up.
Rightio, that's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get in touch with us. Firstly, you can do that via our socials. That's at We Got the Chocolates, anywhere that you find social media channels. If you find one that we're not on, let us know. We'll make it happen. What are you doing?
Giggling.
He's giggling.
All right, okay.
Make a solid joke.
In our social, but quietly.
He pointed to his leg.
No.
Oh, tattoo.
Don't worry.
He's going to get that tattooed. Yeah. Okay. In our social bios as well, you will find discount codes for LSKD and Better Beer merch at the moment. 15% off for all Chalky listeners. So help us help you by visiting those.
Yep, and also help us by visiting the website and contributing to the show either down the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future ep, or you can just write in below if that's your preference. And while you're on the website, you can also get a discount to the little bit of merch that we've got left.
More coming, obviously.
Yeah, yeah, plenty more on the way. But yeah, if you find those little five little chatter teeth logos around the website, you'll
get a code for a match. How many fans now?
Yeah, fair few.
Really? At least 10 or 15.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
It's exciting. Very good. Keep the ratings and reviews coming. YouTube comments. YouTube's going good.
We're in the top 50 podcasts on Spotify last week.
Yeah, that is great news. And we got our 10K downloads as well.
So we did.
On day
10.2,
one.
10.2, in fact. It was that amazing. Was
mid. 10.5 this week, I reckon. Challenge yourselves, everybody. Remember, just remember, it's got nothing to do with us. It's all to do with you blokes and girls.
And girls.
Yeah.
Anyone. Nah, nice. Remember that if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Lay base.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.